I stood 10 toes deep into it, then I experienced the death of my mom and my dad, which then kind of shook me a little bit, but it did knock me off, off my like platform, because I knew that I could not go back down a dark hole. I needed to deal with it. And knowing that I had the tools to deal with that and keep going, I just kept going. And so then I started doing,
Money Way. Hey, I got a classmate of mine on the line today. Hey, glad she can join me, Crystal Lynn Radio. So what's up, Crystal?
Hey, CJ, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for coming on the show today. Hey, glad to have you. One of the reasons that I brought you on, you know, because I know you're venturing off to some things, and you have a radio show.
Yeah. So I do have the radio show, and then I've been doing some production work.
Okay. What kind of production work you doing?
A little bit of movies, putting things together, like in the form of movies.
Okay.
So and then been doing some online radio. I also did a local radio station in Gary, which is WLTA.
Yeah, oh man, old school.
So I work with them, and then I also did online for WUBIQ, and I also did my own radio station. So, you know, I'm enjoying the ride.
Okay, so with the radio station and all the things that you're doing and the production, so, as we talked earlier, you know, this entitled The Journey. And so, through the journey, you know, sometimes we go through certain things in life, and it's certain things that we go through that we gain experience from. And so, gaining experience from certain things that we go through, it shape us and form us into, like, what you're doing now. You know what I'm saying? And so, I guess my question to you is, like, what was the pivotal moment where you began realizing that this was a calling and this was something that you truly wanted to do?
Oh, okay. So that's a good question. I'm a talker by nature.
Okay.
Like, I can talk all day long. And not only do I talk, but I am very inquisitive. Like, I need to know the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Like, I need to get to the nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And I have literally been doing that since I was a young girl.
Yeah.
And my uncle and my dad, they had video recordings of me acting as if I was Linda Yu on Channel 7 News. So I always knew that I would do something, but I did not know any of this existed, right? And I did not know how I was going to get there, but I'm here, and, you know, ain't no stopping me.
I hear you. So, like, the experience of being on a radio station and doing things of that nature, like, a lot of us haven't, you know, saying went through that, but I know you have some people that inspire to do things like that. So, like, what's the experience, the journey, you know what I'm saying, the things, the behind-the-scenes things that you have to do, you know what I'm saying, to prepare for something like that?
Well, so although I knew that I had the gift to speak, and also that was something that I wanted to do, I didn't know how it was going to get here. But not only did I not know how I was going to get here, the journey getting here was difficult. So all of this started for me basically through needing a way to express myself, because, like, I was dealing with so much grief, just issues even with myself. So I knew that I needed a positive outlet. The YouTube, everything had started happening. I tried to do it a couple of times, but I was really nervous on camera because I didn't like to hear my voice. Mm-hmm. I didn't like anything that I was saying. I was like, people are going to think that I'm crazy. Like, I'm way too, you know, energetic. Like, I'm, this energy that I'm giving people cannot take.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up closing up the camera, you know, not doing it or anything. And I needed to study me. I needed to study, like, who else was doing it. Like, what are the girls doing? Like, what are the dudes doing? Like, who's really great at this?
Mm-hmm.
So I began to kind of, I began to study them. And I also was in school at that time, so I did public speaking while I was at IUN.
Okay.
And I joined a debate team, and I was, like, one of the girls that they chose to, like, go and speak to debate something. I came in second place. I could have did it first, but, you know, I let her have that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I did the debate, and I knew I had something, and I just wanted to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was this one guy that I latched on to, who was Eric Thomas, E.T., right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and, yeah. I'm in a program. Actually, I'm in that 29-day program right now. You know what I'm saying? That they got for February, for the month of February. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I started watching his videos, and I'm like, this dude is just as, like, hype as I am.
Yeah.
He's, like, being really who he is and not apologizing mm-hmm. for it. And at the same time, he is loving God while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, that's really a thing. So I began to watch him, study him. I watched Oprah all the time to kind of mimic the mannerisms in which they would give and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard her tell a story about how, you know, she was doing news reporting and she was studying Barbara Walters. And, you know, there can only be one Barbara. And so she's like, hold on, I have to do Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, like, I have to do Crystal. And so I just went on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was on this journey, I then began to experience, I went down this dark hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dark hole of drinking. And my drinking turned into alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing the drinking, my mom and my dad were both sick. And I knew that I didn't like the way that drinking was making me feel. I did not even know how that spirit had attached to my body, but I was, like, deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling God, I'm like, God, you know, I got to be delivered from this. Like, this does not belong to me. It belongs to someone else. So I had been praying. And so after I stopped the drinking, and then I knew that I had to fill it with something,
mm-hmm.
right? Because whenever you release from whatever's holding you, you have to fill it with something, or something else is going to fill itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I got told to get on my computer, getting all the equipment, and I just went in. Mm-hmm. I just needed to release. And doing that release, I was able to really get in tune with who I am, the gifting, the calling, and stand 10 toes deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I stood 10 toes deep into it, then I experienced the death of my mom and my dad,
mm-hmm.
which then kind of shook me a little bit, but it did knock me off, mm-hmm. off my like platform, because I knew that I could not go back down the dark hole. I needed to deal with it. And knowing that I had the tools to deal with that and keep going, I just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started doing the radio and just, you know, just really going on and just making sure that I held on to what I knew I could do and do really well.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you say, even in grief, you know, me and my mother, we were just talking earlier, and, you know, I was telling her how the pastor, he was speaking, and I love this scripture where he was speaking about, you know, I've been abased and I've been abound. You know, I've been up and I've been down, but through the two, I've learned to be content in whatever situation that I'm in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so even in that, you know, just listening to your story, the enemy, he tries to attack that gift, you know what I'm saying? Because people like yourself and others that's inspiring to do the things that you're doing, especially when you doing something in the name of Jesus, you know, it becomes an attack.
Yeah.
But it was one thing that you said, and it made me think about it. And you said that you had a talent, and you knew that you had a gift. And,
oh, you better stop. Yep.
And but you know, you went into a rabbit hole. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that dark hole. And, you know, most of the time, like I tell people all the time, you know, because it's a story in the Bible where it talks about the three brothers that got these talents.
Yeah.
And the one got three, and he went and multiplied it. Or he got five, he went and multiplied it. The other one got two, three, he went and multiplied it, and the other one got one.
Right.
And he buried his in the earth. And so what makes me think about what you just said was, a lot of times, we're like the third guy. We go and bury our talents in the earth.
Yeah.
And so the thing that we're looking for to exceed in life, we have buried it.
Mm-hmm.
And so listening to you, I'm glad you went back and picked it up. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us don't go back and pick up that very thing that God gave us to multiply.
Yeah.
We keep it buried and hidden, then we want to complain about what we don't have. But he said, well, I gave you the tools.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I think that it is important to mention that not only do we receive, not only do we have gifts and talents, but God gives us according to our measures, right? According to what God already knows that we're going to do, because you know we ain't fooling God. Mm-hmm. God knows what you're going to do.
He already know.
So God gives us according to that, and it is our job to use the resources, the our abilities, all of our connections to do what God has called us to do. And I mentioned ET because, again, you know, when he's giving it, he is giving you Jesus at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that I feared the most, was giving people Jesus, because I'm like, I live a flawed life. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I be out here talking about Jesus and giving my experience? Who's really going to believe me that this is now my life, right? And while I'm praying and stuff, I'm like, oh man, how is this going to work? But then I learned that when you accept Jesus Christ, right, when you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, one thing that we know is that we are renewed, right? We are renewed in our minds and in our hearts. We're born again. And I really had to take that thing literally. Like, I'm reborn. So whatever you once knew about me no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
However you see me, it no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when you see me and you hear me, all you're going to hear about is, like, the goodness of God and Jesus. Like, I am that girl. Like, I'm God's favorite girl. So you're going to know about my father.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did I get good at, you know, delivering the message and utilizing the microphone, but I also got good at knowing my word.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm speaking on camera or on the radio, I am clear to make everything relatable, because last thing people want to hear when you're talking about God is just someone hooping and hollering at them, right? Like giving them orders, condemning them, making them feel bad. Because even in the Bible, Jesus never, ever, like threw people away to the trash. He wasn't out there condemning them. He was giving them compassion.
Yeah.
Jesus was loving them. And because Jesus was the great teacher, like he was our teacher, then our job is to give the people that, all of that. So I have found a way to be able to give the word, get on the microphone, and just enjoy my life all at the same time. So
it's, you know, like you say, and I thank God as well, you know, because it was something, again, me and my mother was talking about earlier today. And sometimes when you empty, and you can go to church, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You can go to church and it'll go in one ear and out the other, because there's nothing on the inside to absorb the word that's coming through. And so, but if I got the word in me, because like you say, I begin getting in my word. So now I have the word in me. Now what's coming in my ear, even if it's going out the other parts of it, is absorbing some things, you know what I'm saying, that I can pull back out later. Because I know that, as you say, that I'm renewed. And when people, like you say, you know, that was a good point. Because people look at your life, you know, they always want to refer to you as when. You know, I remember you when. I remember you when you was doing this. Paul was a assassin of Christians.
Yeah.
And that's one story that I always draw, because my life wasn't always perfect, and it's still not, like you said, flawed. You know what I'm saying? And people know what I used to do, and you know how many kids I got and how I lived a reckless life. But one thing that I'm not afraid to talk about my experiences.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was something that you said, and it made me think, and it was something that I wanted to say, and I thank God and the Holy Spirit that you brought it to me, is that I believe that you can't talk about life and not talk about the word, and you can't talk about the word without talking about life, because it all intertwines with each other. You know what I'm saying? And so, like you, I thank God that he has given me the ability that if I can read something, that I can obtain it. And not only can I retain it, I can tell somebody a story about the Bible without them even knowing that it's a story in the Bible if I didn't tell them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's life. It's life experiences that you can go through. And like you say, I'm not going to hit you upside the head with the Bible. I'm not going to hoop and holler. But if I see that you need a tug, because God brings people to us that needs a tug. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I think we confuse purpose with assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a purpose and then you have assignments. Yeah. And so, just like in school, you went to one class, but you had different assignments. You know what I'm saying? Every day or every week, it was a different assignment. And that's the same way it is in life. You know, sometimes we have an assignment to be here, or we have an assignment with this person or assignment with that person. But the purpose stays the same. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what assignment it is or who it may be at that time or in that season, the purpose remains the same. And that's just how I see it, you know. And so I'm glad that, you know, you brought that up. And you talk about ET, because I did a virtual training a couple months ago that they had, a training that they had. And I think that he is, you know, very influential, you know what I'm saying? The way that he speak, and, you know, he's aggressive, but he's giving you something at the same time that people can cling to, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, and, you know, here's the other thing about the word and people that deliver it or people that are inspiring. I think that when we read it, when we study it, we also have to apply it and live it, right? And I think initially, even growing up, you know, we would read it or we would hear it, but we really did not apply it, or we did not know how to apply it, right? So, like, renewing of the mind. When we think about renewing of the mind, we just think like, okay, yeah, I'm my mind renewed. I love Jesus. Now I said the sinner's prayer. You know, people think that is renewing of the mind. But in fact, renewing of the mind is when you begin to think differently. Like, your ways are different. You see the world and all of it differently, because no longer are you looking through the same lenses, right? There was a scripture that I used to read and I did not understand what that meant. I'm just like, okay, that must just mean I'm supposed to pray and that's it. But it's Jeremiah, and it's written here on my wall. It's Jeremiah 33:3. And it says, call to me and I will answer and tell you great and hidden things that you do not know, mm-hmm. right? So when I used to look at that scripture or read it, I'm like, calling to you, you must be talking about just for me to pray. That's it. Just let me just pray and God, you gonna hear me and you just going to do what it is that you do. But when you read the scripture before that, or even the book before that, you learn that God is active, right? Mm-hmm. God is always seeking us out because after all, God chose us. Mm-hmm. So not only is God seeking us out, but God is also waiting to hear from us, right? To commune with us, be on like an intimate level with us. And when I say intimate level, I mean that's that one-on-one, that, mm-hmm. that time in which you spend. And as you are calling on God, right, God is listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth, whether you're just speaking in your normal English language or your heavenly language, mm-hmm. God is listening, and he's waiting to perform, meaning that as you begin to speak the word of God back to God, God is performing every single thing that you are speaking because it's his word. Mm-hmm. Like God cannot not perform his word because it's his word. He mm-hmm. has to do it. And then when we renew our minds, we also begin to see God differently, right? Before I used to see God as, and I'm not sure about you, but I used to see God like so far away. Mm-hmm. I used to see Jesus just like, okay, who is Jesus? Like, I don't understand this. But when your mind is renewed, you begin to dig deeper into the discovery of the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right? Who Jesus is, how was he born, how was he conceived, like what was his mission, what was his purpose, why was he here? And those questions are answered. Mm-hmm. So now you have a better understanding, and now your mind is renewed, and you move differently, you act differently, you are differently. And then when you get to discover that God is just not this faraway deity, like this mystery to some people, that God is really your Father. Mm-hmm. And as a child of God, there come some benefits, right? Like when I talk to my dad is going to answer me. When you speak to your natural father, what does he do? He answers you. Mm-hmm. If I'm going through hardship, God is going to relieve me from that or show me the way through way of Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I had to renew my mind and see God as my Father and not just as this deity, this all power, all knowing. I had to make that thing personal. Mm-hmm. So not only have I learned to understand the word, but I've learned to apply the word with the renewing of the mind.
Yeah.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and everything is in steps. You know what I'm saying? Because just like you say, you know, if you go out and you're trying to talk to people, they can't apply the word if they don't know it. You see what I'm saying? I can't apply something that I don't know. You know, I know my father used to tell me this all the time. He used to say, especially when I first started reading the Bible, because, you know, you start, you know, it's certain things that you don't understand. You know, this, thou, that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, shall, you don't understand. Like you say, you know, it's certain things that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But as you were saying and alluding to, but as you keep going, like you say, you didn't understand that scripture. You know what I'm saying? For the Lord, you didn't understand it. But as you keep going, your purpose began revealing itself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the time that we spend with him. As you say, he's listening for us to talk back to him. You know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, it's just a quiet time. You know, like, am I setting time aside for him? You know, for him to talk to me, for me to hear. And in life, a lot of times we do repetitive things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may go to work. I mean, you get up in the morning, especially for a woman. You get up in the morning, get the kids ready, take them to school, get them ready for school, come home from work, cook, help the kids with their homework, go to bed. And it's just a repetitive thing time and time again. But so often in that, what we miss is we don't set time aside for him, except for maybe not. This is not for everybody, but maybe on Sunday. Yeah. But from Monday through Sunday, it's just me and whatever else I got to do. And so sometimes he said, it's a small whisper. You know what I'm saying? It's a small whisper. And so sometimes you have to be still. Like I can ride in the car for weeks at a time without listening to the radio. Because I want, even if, you know, things not going through my mind or whatever at that time, whatever, I just want to just hide that time. Because if he do speak to me and say something to me, I want to be in a place where I can receive it and I can hear it. You know what I'm saying? But if I got to listen to music all the time, if I got to come home, watch TV all the time, if I got to do the same things over and over, when do I have time to spend, what you say, that intimate time? You know what I'm saying? Because he tells us, I mean, this is word, he say he don't want us to love nobody more than him because he's a jealous God. Uh-huh. And so, but we do, you know, and it's by nature, you know, we do put a lot of things before him, whether it's the kids, whether it's the husband or the wife or, you know, saying your job. Or this, that. We just put a lot of things before God so we be out of, a lot of things is out of order.
Out of order, right. Yeah, we totally forgot about the Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
Like, we forget. And we do, we begin to idolize other things and make those things our God. Mm-hmm. But peep this, when we get to talk about like the intimacy part of it, because you know, when I told my husband this one day, I said, babe, because he's like, babe, you always said intimate. Like, what do you mean intimate? Like, you get intimate with me. What is that like? I said, okay, babe, check this out. This how it is. I said, you know, like when a girl and a boy start first dating, like, you know, he get her number, she get his number. Mm-hmm. He texting you, what's up, baby? How you doing? Good morning. Or how's your day? Or you get that random text, like, what's up?
Hey, get all giddy.
How it is with my dad. Like, it's like when you wake up, good morning, Father. Thank you for another day.
Thank you for another day.
You know? Yep. And then as you're going, you take that next step, you look back and be like, I'm still here. I'm waiting. You know, it's like that. And then throughout your day, because my telephone is set every hour on the hour because I cannot forget. Like, I need that time in, because like with my husband, I get that time in. Like, mm-hmm. I need it. So the same way that I am with my husband, I'm even more with my father. Mm-hmm. I am even more, like, it's, I need it. Just like I need that relationship, I need that one. So the intimacy with God is so deep, because when you're talking, you are sharing everything. You're sharing your heart. Like, you're knowing God, and God is knowing you. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just like when you first meet somebody, like, y'all are into you. Like, he's like, what's your favorite color? Well, where you like to go? What would you want to do? And with God, you're like, well, God, you know, I did see that pink car. I really don't have the money for it yet, but I'm just going to trust and believe mm-hmm. that you're going to do it according mm-hmm. to your plan for my life. You know, it's stuff like that. Like, dude, I get excited about it because it be my real life.
Yeah.
It's my life. And so, you know, I've made a habit of walking and talking with God all day. Mm. I'm like, Father, I need for you to lead me by the Holy Spirit. Like, my ears are open and attentive to what it is that you're saying to me. Make me sensitive. So now, all day, like, I am in, like, I'm like, in the spiritual realm all mm-hmm. day, because I need to see, I need to hear.
Yeah.
I cannot miss it. You get it?
Yeah, I get you.
So, yeah, man, it's a beautiful life, and it's progressive. It does not happen overnight. Through the journey of just being a follower of Jesus, you most definitely will bump your head. You will learn, but the one thing that I say is that we should remain children of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, remain a child. Really remain loving your father and being under the wings of your father. Like Psalms 91 and 1 says, that's on my wall too. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Under the shadows of the Almighty.
That's my mother's favorite scripture. That's our favorite scripture right there.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.